I want to go finally this morning to Dr. Marta Corbanitz. She's a professor of endocrinology at Barts in London. And thank you for joining us. And your research offers a possible genetic foundation for the tales we've often heard of giants roaming the valleys and hills of Northern Ireland, particularly just think of the Giant's Causeway and links to the legends of Fionn Mac Cool. What can you tell us?
Yes, indeed, that actually is the case. So what we identified is quite a number of patients who are living today and live close to a certain area within Northern Ireland. And they all carry a mutation in a gene called AIP, which is a gene which causes a tumor of the pituitary gland, which will make them too much growth hormone. And if this happens in childhood, they will become giants unless we do something about it, which of course we can in the 21st century, but not in the many centuries before.
No, and indeed in the story that we saw in the Sunday Times yesterday, they talk about Charles Byrne from Drumullen in County Derry. He was nearly 8 foot tall. He died at the age of 22 in 1783. And he gave to science so much, didn't he, for what you now know about this condition?
Yes, indeed. So his skeleton was taken by a doctor at the time when he died in a not very ethical way, even at the time, but certainly not today. However, over the years, he was studied by several scientists, such as Harvey Cushing, who is a neurosurgeon from the USA in the early 20th century. And at the time, he recognized that he had a pituitary tumor and that caused his gigantism. And he was also studied a few more times over the years. And we started to look at his skeleton about 10, 15 years ago now. Because of the families we identified with a mutation and recognized that he was born very close to these currently living families. So we thought, could there be a genetic link? And indeed, when we took a tooth sample from his skeleton, we were able to extract DNA material from the tooth, and we identified exactly the same mutations which we found in the currently living families.
It's certainly a fascinating story of medical investigation. And thank you very much for telling us this morning, Dr. Corbanitz. It's a minute to nine. Let's take a break.